How about this one?
Oh, one time I went to a village. The first time I went to Greenwich Village, you know. I always wanted to be Greenwich Village because I have so much Bohemian leaves, you know. And I really wanted to see how the American Bohemian looks like. It's world famous American Bohemians, you know. Beatniks and all the stuff. But they didn't make movie or anything, so it was like a small circle in the talk about American Bohemian Greenwich Village, you know.
What time?
Artists, you know, yeah. When I went there, I didn't know how to look at the loft and stuff. It's sort of bleak, right? And very poor looking thing. It's almost like, I went for fortune telling because I had this, there's a palm reading and stuff like that. You can do in villages, people except do those things in village, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to do a palm reading because I, you know, but shortly before that, when I was in Oregon, right, I was hunted by this guy, right? Year before that, right, obviously, I used to go to bar a lot and get drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I did was read people's palm, somehow that's what Sunda Pasana, what I did, right? A lot of people wanted that, because I couldn't stop, every time I walk, people start come, right?
Mm-hmm.
I should have charged, you know, but I didn't charge. And, year later, when I walk into this, what this guy comes and says, oh, thank you very much, and buying a lot of them, buying my boyfriend, and thank you, and crying, oh, thank you, and I got to tell you what I did, and, oh, you're welcome, my father, thank you, what I did, thank you, boy, I don't know what I did, right? He said, I read his palm, right? He was, then I remember that time, this guy asked me, there's two choices in life, right? One is his brother is offering new business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is risky, but he can get up to present financial predicament. He's in it. It's a very good job. He's earning very, what to call an unrisky job, but economic went wrong, and it's getting low and low, but if it's take long enough, it's come out, it's obvious, but it's very painful. You don't know when to, you just get impatient, right? But taking risk, it's, you never know. I mean, it might go big, but may not go kaput, right? So he wanted to know what his hand tells, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a reasonable
thing. You know, so I just read his hand, and his hand says he will never be successful unless he takes risk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, your hand says you will never be successful, make money and take risk. And he said, okay, and went up. And sure enough, he took risk, and it was big success.
Okay.
So bigger than he would never thought. He found him performed furtherly. So I was so fascinated by it, my goodness, and I was just reading out whatever. It's simple, anyone can read, right? It says everything, it changes, prepare everything. If people ask this, you look and hear the answer, right? So you ask until you ask, oh, you look at, oh, it says that, right? That's what it says, right? It's very easy to read. That's when I went to see the real fortune teller, you know,
right.
Because I was thinking, but maybe actually this might hit, you know, I'm simply thinking, reading. Actually, how about it's actually shown in the hand? How about that? That I was actually reading the truth or something.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, boy, I'm going to read my own, you know? Because I'm reading for the answer that I got to just get to New York. This lady think I made it, right? But I wasn't really sure whether I made it or not, right? Because unbelievable. Is that what it is? Made it, is that what it is? And I couldn't believe it. That's easy, you know? Because after triumph return, all the winnings and everything, public, you know, supposedly made it, but myself was I just, it's incredible. I saw something else. Something changed in your order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when the first time you lost budget instead of something. So no such thing happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, my hand will tell better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is just a superficial thing. Look like a real one, but maybe not, right? Because I have no such feeling, right? So I listened to the lady, budget. I usually choose budget on the same similar thing. I don't know which one, right? So usually budget. Budget. It's my budget level, you know.
Right,
so
you're very conscious of it.
Level,
right.
It's a moderate level, like $7, one reading, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, one person free reading, which means two people, like my ex-boyfriend, could be read the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bargain price. So I go with the, this red comes out, all the big letters. Red tiny, right? Fat red, right? Hair was part of that, and fluffy negligee, right? All fluffy, right? And upstairs is fluffy, right? There comes this Hollywood bed and type style things, all this sheer material all over the place, and of course, this ostrich feather all over, all the little tiny pagodas everywhere. including those crystal ball and everything, right? That she's constantly falling on the crystal ball too, by the way, you know? Boy, it's outstandingly impressive to me.
Yeah, she had the whole thing there.
It's upstairs, in front, it's nothing, it's just like this. This is our other house, but mm-hmm. pretty much like that where she lived, you know? Mm-hmm. And upstairs, it's a whole different dream world. She changes into this thing, she comes out a different lady, you know? And talk about those accent, very unpleasant, very peasant-like accent, which is really, she should learn somewhere, like my British girlfriend spoke, boy. English is charm, but high is like broken Spanish English.
Gypsy.
Yeah, but it's sort of like really not elegant. Say a lot of you know.
Well,
I could do that myself.
It's one thing, quick things people pick up.
Yeah, if I become fortune teller, I'll be just like her, right? So I use myself as a model. I sit on the front of mirror, right? I got this mirror, right? I put this negligee. I just kept negligee because every time I have to change this figure, I have to put this negligee. Only thing that changed was I made it bigger, fatter, you see. I could see my muscle on everything, my foot and knee and everything, right? I made it exaggerated, made it fat, and turned out to be this. That's wow, that's how I look like when I got big and fat. It's me, you know.
Look at that.
I have a couple of skates, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, my ex-boyfriend knows that. He was talking, thinks he ever seen. Maybe that's when he started to look for another woman. Oh, that's really something, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's me, though, you know, really. That's the only model I use, at least. That's how it turned out to be.